The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship as we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, united in worship and prayer. We give thanks to God for the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, by which he dwells in our hearts. The Holy Spirit flooded into the world on this day, 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He fulfilled his promise to send the Advocate who would lead us into all truth. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 104, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. Bless the Lord, O my soul. There go the ships and Leviathan that you form to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. Bless the Lord, O my soul. They die and return to the dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live, will sing praises to my God while I have my being. May meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, says the Lord. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. We celebrate the day 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, when the power of God flooded into the world, as Jesus fulfilled his promise to the disciples and sent the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to empower his people. The coming of the Holy Spirit is described in such dramatic terms in the Acts of the Apostles. Violent winds, tongues of fire, indicating just what a profound event this was for the Apostles. Suddenly they found themselves free, freed from their fears, free to begin their work of proclaiming the love of God to the world without fear for their own safety. On the feast of Pentecost, the church was born, and the task of building the kingdom of God on earth began. Of course, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost was not a once and for all event. Jesus promises the gift of the Holy Spirit to all who believe in him. Throughout the ages, the Holy Spirit has inspired and empowered disciples of Jesus to continue his work. And we stand at this end of a great inheritance, for we too receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. This precious gift was renewed at our confirmation and is refreshed each time we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. Just as it was with the apostles, the Holy Spirit is at work today within us, as Jesus calls us to work with him to care for his people in this small part of his creation. For those who place their trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, he promises, will lead into all truth, the full truth of God's love for us and for all his people, the full truth of what it means to live as children of God. As the fruits of the Spirit grow within us, we will begin to enjoy the fullness of life which only God can give. The fruits of the Spirit, Paul tells us, are love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the characteristics of God and his people. These are the divine qualities which we are to cultivate within ourselves. These are the divine qualities we need if we are to continue to work with him in establishing his kingdom on earth. It is when we see these characteristics grow in ourselves and in others that we see the Holy Spirit at work. Like the apostles, we live in a world, a community, that is often hostile to us, but more often indifferent to us. We live under the authority of institutions which reflect less and less those Christian virtues of kindness, gentleness, and compassion. Yet, like the holy apostles, we are called to persevere in the work of Christ. Today we thank God that through his gift of the Holy Spirit, he gives us the strength to carry on. With the Holy Spirit in our hearts, God is with us, and we live in him. Like the apostles, the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth of God's love for his creation, a truth to share with all around us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. Refresh, Lord, your church with the power of the Holy Spirit. Open the hearts of all Christian people to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of peace in their governing of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, kindness, and gentleness, grow within each of us, that we might better care for one another and for our neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligare, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful, and happy week to come. I hope very much you'll be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth. Give you grace to witness that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the joy of the eternal gospel and the blessing of God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.